This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, March 8th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Hurtado bows out. A renewed pitch for water storage and path to ag labor compromise. Hurtado ends congressional bid after finishing a distant fourth in a race against GOP Representative David Valadao on Tuesday. State Senator Melissa Hurtado has suspended her campaign. In a statement yesterday, Hurtado endorsed Rudy Salas as he advances to take on Valadao in November and said that Democrats must unify behind a single contender. Hurtado is still serving in the legislature and chairs the Senate Ag Committee. In that role, she plans to maintain pressure on Congress to address pressing issues. She pledged, for example, to continue to urge the Department of Justice to investigate water rights abuses. By the way, Hurtado has also been pushing Senate leadership to grant more power to the Ag Committee, which is rarely able to weigh in on contentious policy proposals that impact the industry. GOP again targets water in Constitution. Republican Assemblymember Juan Alanis of Modesto has filed a constitutional amendment to dedicate 1.5% of the state's general fund revenues to water infrastructure investments. The measure would deposit the money each year into a trust fund and task the California Water Commission with overseeing the spending. The state auditor, meanwhile, would perform annual reviews of the expenditures, and agencies would expedite environmental permits for the projects. It would also task the Attorney General with defending the measure against any litigation from environmental groups. Remember, GOP Assemblymember Devon Mathis of Visalia pitched a 2% general fund allocation in 2022. His measure proposed rigorous standards for holding the commission accountable for spending the money, a reflection of deep frustration in agricultural communities for a decade-long delay in doling out Prop 1 water bond dollars. Mathis' measure would have maintained the provisions until the state added 5 million acre feet of new capacity, more than Shasta Reservoir can hold. But his proposal was never heard in committee in the Democratic-controlled legislature. Now keep in mind, the action comes amid a record deficit and with voters lukewarm to bond measures, as shown with the narrow majority voters gave Governor Newsom's Prop 1 mental health bond this week. The issue came up at a budget hearing on Wednesday when CDFA Secretary Karen Ross offered a word of caution. "We're all very mindful of the cost of borrowing is more than it has been," she said, as she urged lawmakers to think of a bond as, quote, "an investment in the future and not as a backfill for current pains." That said, the Association of California Water Agencies is pushing for an $8 billion water bond. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Ag labor report could be a starting point for the next Congress. A new report from a bipartisan House Ag Working Group would provide one path to a compromise on thorny ag labor issues. The report recommends wage relief for farmers as well as federal heat standard to protect farm workers. Despite the federal government's decidedly deliberate progress on an occupational heat standard, which has yet to result in a proposed rule, the Agricultural Labor Working Group recommended Congress adopt a standard for H-2A workers when temperatures are, quote, heightened. But it also urged that any legislation significantly reform the H-2A program to address producers' main complaint, wages that have increased significantly in recent years. The report also took issue with the way the Labor Department calculates those wages. Take note, Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, welcomed the recommendations. That's what leadership is all about, and I hope this work is followed by action, he said in a release. Some of the more significant recommendations were pulled from the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, which passed the House in 2021, but failed to get a vote in the Senate, despite widespread support from farm groups. AFBF notably opposed some provisions in the bill. The report could serve as a blueprint for legislation of the next Congress, since the prospects for moving immigration reform this year are low. You can read more on the report in our coverage at AgriPulse.com. House GOP moves budget blueprint. House Republicans have rolled out their fiscal 25 budget resolution ahead of the release of the White House budget coming Monday. The FY25 resolution, which the Budget Committee approved on a party-line vote yesterday, similar to the FY24 blueprint that never got a floor vote. As with the FY24 resolution, the FY25 blueprint includes a policy statement that calls for restricting USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation spending authority and improving program compliance and integrity at the department. The resulting savings, quote, should be reinvested into farm safety net programs in the most fiscally responsible manner, the statement says. A policy statement on SNAP says the House Ag Committee should, quote, look for opportunities to strengthen measures related to employment, integrity, and health. Now keep in mind, House Ag Republicans have suggested restrictions on both CCC and future updates of the Thrifty Food Plan, a cost of eating model that's used to determine SNAP benefits. Lucas, foreign land measures should aid state enforcement. Provisions in a congressional spending agreement to address concerns about foreign land ownership should help state-level regulators looking to enforce their own land ownership laws, according to Representative Frank Lucas of Oklahoma. The spending package adds USDA to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. and gives USDA new money for tracking land purchases. 14 states have approved new restrictions to foreign land holdings in the past 2 years, that according to the National Agriculture Law Center. Some state attorneys general have also committed to ramping up enforcement. My attorney general has made it very clear they're going to enforce the law, Lucas told AgriPulse. They just need to be able to verify and go after violators. Lucas said if lawmakers find the new measures aren't strong enough nationwide, quote, then we may have to reassess this. But we've come a long way since I started trying to push this effort 5 years ago. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, March 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.